listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the LCMS National Youth Gathering. Joining me at the KFUO broadcast booth in the Convention Center here in New Orleans, the Reverend Bart Day, Executive Director of the LCMS Office of National Mission. Bart, welcome to His Time.
Great to be with you, Andy. It's always wonderful.
Thanks for making your way over here to the Convention Center before the mass crowds of 25,000 people make their way into the building. We've got a lot of the crew setting up and getting ready for another exciting day here at the National Youth Gathering.
I mean, I'd like to say that I just drug myself out of bed, but I've actually already been to Mother's with a group of people and had a crawfish etouffee omelet for breakfast. So
that sounds delicious.
I'm cooking. I've bought World War II museum tickets on my P card today for a big group that's going. I mean, we're full steam ahead.
Why didn't you bring me one of the, you said you had crawfish etouffee?
On an omelet.
On an omelet.
At Mother's down the street. Oh, my goodness.
You could have brought me one.
I probably should have. Sorry about that.
That sounds better than the two pieces of sausage and bacon as my walkover. No, we have a great hotel, and they're doing a good job of taking care of us, too. But that would have been a nice breakfast.
You should make it over there.
I should have just broadcast from there. That would have been nice.
I would highly recommend broadcasting from there tomorrow. You'll have a lot of happy people on the radio after eating that food.
I've seen a lot about that on Facebook, a lot of people posting about going to Mother's. Is that the place to go to, one of the places?
It is certainly one of the local places.
Yeah.
And not a lot of seating, and the line is usually a block long to get in. But
really?
It is a machine. They crank people in and out of there. It's just a lot of fun. So we went early and we're able to have some breakfast. It was wonderful.
Good, good. That's one of the fun things about New Orleans is the food. And we've certainly had a few opportunities to try some of the New Orleans food here. I love to eat, though.
We all do when we're in New Orleans.
Well, the National Youth Gathering, this happens every 3 years. Part of the Office of National Mission, the team that steers and guides this is made up of people from the Office of National Mission, LCMS Youth Ministry,
right,
as well as people around the Synod who are involved in this as well. Tell me a little bit about the team that it takes to make this happen.
Yeah, I mean, so the Youth Ministry Department is in O&M. Mark Keesing is a director. You have Krista Miller and Jim Lohman and Amy Gray, and the list goes on and on of all the people in the office that help coordinate. But as much as they are kind of the hub and the coordinating of the gathering, as you can imagine, we literally have hundreds of volunteers,
right,
faithful volunteers that have been, some of them, doing this for the last 20 years with gatherings. So it's always an exciting time because we're already looking forward to 2019, and the city is already picked. And if people are paying attention, you know, mm-hmm, Minneapolis is here exhibiting in the hall. And if you can put two and two together, you can start to figure that out. So the planning happens years and years in advance. There's already looking about where we may go and what we'll do in 2022. But immediately after this gathering, within just a few months, will be the first planning meeting where we'll start picking the theme. So we have a great team in the office that does a lot of the internal logistic things, Krista taking care of all the hotels, us setting up the convention centers, helping to choose the city and all the rest. But after that, very early on, with a small group of maybe, you know, 30, we'll start the planning, and just literally all of those meetings over the next 3 years will continue to grow and grow. It's a massive number of pastors, DCEs, deaconesses, tons of laymen and women from across the Synod that volunteer to make all of this come together.
One key aspect of the National Youth Gathering is the study of God's Word. Bible study happens every day. It's one of the first things that happens every morning. Tell me a little bit about preparing for that Bible study. I know I've seen pictures and a few videos here and there of some of the preparations, the training, and getting ready for this.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So after the theme is picked, one of the first things that happened is Joel Leyenbauer, who's the executive of the Commission on Theology and Church Relations, he's the theological advisor. He has been for the last several gatherings. And he will come away from that first meeting and writes a paper. He's done this several times. It's posted always on the website. You can read it. It's pretty meaty. We're talking 40, 50 pages, a pretty in-depth theological look at, in this case, Philippians. What's going on in the book? What are the main themes that are happening there? And from that very first study, and Joel will be at all these pre-planning meetings for years, working with the people who are leading the interest centers, working with the people who are leading the mass events. How will these themes be drawn out and integrated? And of course, a big part of that has to do with all of the Bible studies and the Bible study development. Because you also notice the Bible studies are starting for people months and months, almost mm-hmm, a year before they come. There are Bible studies that will stretch long beyond the gathering. So the hope is that these themes out of Philippians, particularly around what is our identity in Christ, who we are, humility, what does it, you know, mean to be a Christian, and the community, where has God placed us, that these things really don't just happen at an event called the National Youth Gathering, but the study of God's Word is a part of the kids' daily life, and it really kind of runs the entire three-year cycle as we unpack a book. And it's been really great that for the last couple of gatherings, and now I think this the third, we've chosen a book around a theme, a book that's sort of manageable to read the whole thing and to really dig into. And so we'll see what'll happen for 2019, if we'll come up with another theme that will be a book that we unpack again, because that's kind of been the road that we've been on for the last, I guess this will be three in a row where we've done a book and unpacked it. So a lot goes into those studies. A lot of that's happening before, during, and after. But having the Bible studies at the gathering every morning, at the hotels and some here in the convention hall, is another great way to kind of anchor us in God's Word. And that's really what the mass events are meant to do in the evening. They're really a unpacking and expounding of Philippians. So we have Paul, who's there, who's kind of role-playing Paul during the mass events and unpacking some of that for us. All of that in the mass event, trying to talk about last night our identity, and tonight we'll unpack humility and then the community that we have. As we lead into the divine service then, our real worship on Wednesday morning, which will close the gathering, where we will gather together to receive Christ's body and blood, to be strengthened and fed and sent on our way as we go back.
Would you say that, you know, the Bible study in the morning is an exegetical look at the text, and the activities throughout the day reflect that theme, and then the mass events in the evening are more of an application?
Yeah, or kind of cap it off, unpack it. And they also, the mass events, you know, they're leaving us every night with a question or questions.
Yeah.
For in your family group. So there's an awful lot of studying and unpacking and making application that's happening within the family groups that are here. So it's great to see all 25,000 of us together in the dome. But to be honest, I think some of the most in-depth sort of study and application is happening in your Bible study groups in the morning, as you're going to these intercenters and listening to presenters that are talking on topics from, you know, how do I live as a Christian athlete, to how do I struggle with same-sex attraction, to, I mean, you name it, they're all here. But I think a lot of the application is just happening when, you know, the group that came from Nebraska that has seven people and two adults sits down at night or in the morning and says, okay, let's talk about this. My kids last night driving home, coming back from the dome, talking about the mass event, were kind of like, wow, that was pretty heavy. That was kind of intense, but that was really good. And so when we get back to the room, you ask questions. What do you guys think about that? What does that really mean for your life? So trying to hold all of that together, the thread of Philippians, trying to run through the whole event, which is why it's chosen early on in the three-year cycle. Everybody is trying to grab hold of that theme in Christ alone, which I do want to say this. A lot of people thought early on, in Christ alone, well, that's really original. I mean, what are you going to do with that? But as I think Joel would say, in this day and age, to say in Christ alone, this is a scandal. This is a difficult thing for our people in the church, our kids, to understand. We're in such a pluralistic theology where everybody's just good and we can all have our own path and we're all just going to big God in the heaven. To say Christ alone, I mean, Christ, first of all, to understand who that is, I mean, God in the flesh for us, who's still here in word and sacrament, but to say that it is in him alone, this is pretty edgy stuff in a culture that's quickly decaying, and our kids are feeling the effect of that cultural meltdown, and it's a challenge to them. So a lot of people thought early on, oh, you know, so original, just Christ alone, but there is a lot to chew on in that, and I hope that kids and their family groups are unpacking that this week.
I certainly see that in the youth that I get to talk to, and just what I'm hearing that in the feedback of it, that it is a very in-depth study, and that it doesn't just end with the study in the morning with the Bible study, but that it's carried throughout the entire event.
Absolutely.
And this is something that that when they go back home, as you pointed out, with the Bible studies that they have before and after the National Youth Gathering, to help them continue to discuss this, to continue to study, what does it mean to be in Christ alone, to have faith in Christ alone, that it's in Christ alone that we're saved.
Right. And if you would have Mark sitting here, he would say, look, a lot of people talk about all the great experiences and how great it is to be with all these people and singing together and everything. But I think Mark would say the gathering is about bringing Jesus to kids. It's about them studying God's word. And so while you see all these extra big flary things, at the base cutting through all of that is Philippians and this theological theme that we are trying to drive home to our kids and make application for them in as many ways as possible during this, the gathering itself, but all the stuff leading up to it, all the stuff that will come after it.
Was it, I think it might have been Terry Dittmer who said this the other day. This is not about 25,000 people.
Yeah, in his sermon, in his sermon at the opening thing, he said, these next 5 days are not about 25,000 people. The next 5 days are about Jesus, period. That's it. That is what this thing is about. And in him alone. And what does that mean? How do I confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? That is for me. And that's transformational. That changes me. That gives me an identity, as we heard last night. No matter what my sin, no matter what my garbage and my trash, I have an identity in Christ. When God the Father looks at me, he does not see my sin. He sees the righteousness of Christ that is wrapped around me in my baptism, that is sustained in me through his word, that's given to me in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. And then what does that mean for how I view myself tonight, this humility that comes, and what about the community that he creates and sustains? So it is really all about Jesus, which is the Reformation 2017 theme for the LCMS. It's still all about Jesus.
Now, you're wearing a couple of hats. You're Executive Director of Office of National Mission, but you're also with your youth here at the National Youth Gathering.
Yeah, I have a Ragamuffin church group that's actually here, which is my kids, an extended family, and then some kids from Lutheran High South in St. Louis. So, yeah, we've got a great group. So I've got I'm doing some work. I'm doing some daddy things. My youngest son, Jotham, shout out to JoJo. JoJo turns 10 years old today.
Happy birthday, JoJo.
Jotham is so excited to be celebrating his birthday at the National Youth Gathering. We got the cookie cake yesterday, and we're going to have a party in the room tonight before the mass event. So he's living it up, and then we have the other kids. So, yeah, I'm wearing multiple hats, but it makes it a great experience. And, of course, I get to, together with Pastor Warren Latimer, I get to be the celebrant at the Divine Service on Wednesday. So I'll be up there. That'll be a great event. I've never celebrated the sacrament together with 25,000 brothers and sisters in Christ. So I'm actually getting quite excited for that opportunity to serve as well.
Well, you've been at national youth gatherings before.
Absolutely.
And received the sacrament.
Absolutely. But to be the celebrant on stage, it's just a whole other thing. So I'll get to be up there, and Pastor Lattimore is going to be assisting minister, and President Harrison is here. He's leading Academy on Mercy, so he's here these days. I saw him down running around on the floor playing games with kids. I'm sure he will be good today.
Yeah, he's coming by this afternoon, I think.
And he's going to be preaching, and he preached a fabulous sermon 3 years ago, and so we'll be curious to see what he'll have to say to the kids on Wednesday morning.
You think he'll use the word splachna again today?
I don't know. I'm sure he's been all about his splachna and his guts and the mercy of Christ and this deep compassion that wells up from Jesus alone. 3 years ago when he preached, he talked about the bag and putting everything in your sack, and the Luther image of you put all of your sin,
beggar, yeah.
You put all of your sin into the sack, and you bring it to the sacrament of the altar and you lay it down there. But when you get up from the sacrament of the altar, you pick up someone else's bag and you help them sort of carry that in the community that we are made into in receiving the sacrament of the altar. It was a wonderful sermon that I think the kids really related to. So no pressure for him this year, but we're looking for another stellar sermon from President Harrison on Wednesday morning.
With just under a minute left, what's on the dock for you today? What are you looking forward to today?
Well, literally on the dock this morning, arriving from Milwaukee, is the altar and the processional cross and all of the things that we need for the service on Wednesday. So we have a kind of final technical planning for the worship service this afternoon from 2 to 4 o'clock, and then our technical rehearsal tomorrow morning. I mean, yeah, you have to rehearse for worship when you're doing it with 25,000, because we have this wind symphony, and we have the choir, a lot of moving parts in that divine service. So we're starting today already those final plans to make sure we have everything together. And in between that, I'll celebrate a birthday and have my youth group kids who will be doing stuff. So it promises to be a fun-filled, action-packed day at the gathering.
Outstanding. Bart, thanks so much for taking some time this morning after your nice breakfast over at Mother's here in New Orleans.
I apologize for not bringing you anything. I feel guilty now.
It's all right. I was just teasing you. We are broadcasting live from the LCMS National Youth Gathering in New Orleans, Louisiana. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. Up next, Morning Prayer.